Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Father God, I thank you once again for everybody that's here on tonight, everybody that will be listening to the replay, everybody that will be listening to Facebook or to Twitter or to Blog Talk Radio or however they'll be listening, I thank you for them in advance. I thank you, Lord God, for them gathering one more time to honor Jesus on this, his special night. We're still honoring his birthday. And I pray that each of you will get something out of his word, that it will bring glory to the Lord. To God be the glory. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Living Fire, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. As I always say, I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text includes Mark 15, verses 22 through 25, Matthew 27, verses 57 through 60, Matthew 28, verses 5 through 7, and finally, Luke 24, verses 50 through 51. And only God could tie all of this together, but he did. And all the scriptures are from the Amplified Bible. The four stages Jesus has to go through, the four stages Jesus had to go through before leaving this earth. First was the crucifixion. Crucifixion, meaning the execution or death of a person by nailing or binding them to a cross. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull. They tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh to dull the pain, but he would not take it. And they crucified him and divided up his clothes among themselves, casting lots for them to see who should take what. It was the third hour, 9 a.m., when they crucified him. Again, that's Mark 15, verses 22 through 25 from the Amplified. Next, Jesus is buried. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. Arimathea, and his name was Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus so that he may bury him. And Pilate ordered that it be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, a burial wrapping. And he laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. And he rolled a large stone over the entrance of the tomb and went away. That's Matthew 27, verse 57 through 60 from the Amplified. Next, he is risen. This is the resurrection of Jesus. This is when he got up. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said he would. Come, see the place where he was laying. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead." That's Matthew 28, verses 5 through 7 from the Amplified. And last was the ascension. This is when Jesus goes to heaven. Then he led them out as far as Bethany and lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. There's Luke 24, verses 50 through 51 from the Amplified. Four stages to tonight's message. In tonight's foundational text, we see the four stages Jesus went through before leaving this earth. the same four stages we must go through as Christians. Again, the four stages are death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. Again, the four stages are death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. Now let's break them down one by one so that we can hear what God is saying to us in each one, in each stage. Number one, death, meaning we must die daily, as the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:33. Daily as Christians, we must choose to crucify the flesh. Daily as Christians, we must choose to crucify the flesh, because in the flesh is where we carry our feelings. Because in the flesh is where we carry our feelings. Who hurt us? Who we could hurt? Who did us dirty? What we could do to them in return? Who we don't like? Who we know don't like us? Etc. You know, our feelings. But love, you can't be in your feelings, carrying all that unhealthy baggage, struggling to serve God's people from a place of love, while you're still feeling resentful, still feeling angry, still feeling hurt. You can't do it. You can't be in your feelings, carrying all that unhealthy baggage, struggling to serve God's people from a place of love, while you're still resentful, still feeling angry, still feeling hurt. A dead man or woman has no feelings. Therefore, death must be the first stage we go through. Therefore, death must be the first stage we go through. Number two, after death comes the burial. That's the second stage we must go through. That's the second stage we must go through as Christians. We must bury our flesh. Now I want you to think about burial in the physical sense for a minute. Think about burial in the physical sense for a minute. A grave is dug and dirt covers the casket, covers what has been left behind. Now, think with me. You know I like to make you think on Politifier. Now, what does the Bible tell us about burying, about covering? The Bible tells us that love will cover a multitude of sins. The Bible tells us that love will cover a multitude of sins. That's 1 Peter 4:8 from the New King James Version. Love will cover, meaning that's something that you will do. If you represent God and God is love, and love covers a multitude of sins, then love is something that you will do. Loving them and covering them is something that you will do. Love will cover. You will do it, because that's what God expects of you. That's what he expects you to do. From the AMPC, it says, above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins, forgives, and disregards the offenses of others. 1 Peter 4:8, AMPC. Now, I made you think a few minutes ago. Now I have a question for you. Now I have a question for you. God doesn't run and tell on you when you mess up. So why are you so quick to tell on that other person? God doesn't tell on you when you mess up, and you do mess up. We all mess up sometimes. God doesn't run and tell on you when you mess up. So why are you so quick to tell on that other person? Bury it in love. Whatever they said, whatever they did, bury it in love. Love covers a multitude of sin. Not saying that it's right or wrong, but sometimes you must bury, cover up what remains, what's left behind, so that you can go on with life. Not saying that what happened, what they said, not saying that it was right or that it was wrong, but sometimes you must bury, cover up what remained, what was left behind, so that you can go on with life. Somebody, you're in a new season. Let that stuff go. Bury it. Cover it up. Cover it up. Cover up what was left behind so that you could go on with life. Somebody, let the love of God be your filter. Let the love of God be your filter. Let the love of God be the way you're choosing to see things. Let the love of God be the way you're choosing to see things, even the things that hurt. And know the people around you are not going to understand it. They're not going to understand why you're choosing to see that thing from a standpoint of love, why you're choosing to let the love of God be your filter. They won't understand that. But as a Christian, this is something that you must do. This is something that I must do. Okay, there's two of the stages we must go through. You ready for the third stage? The third stage is resurrection. What does the Bible tell us about resurrection? Now, this is a scripture that you wouldn't normally think of during resurrection or apply with resurrection, but this is what the Holy Spirit gave me. What does the Bible tell us about resurrection? And the scripture the Holy Spirit gave me was, for a righteous man falls seven times and rise again. For a righteous man falls seven times and rise again. Proverbs 24:16, New King James Version. There's a resurrection. The Holy Spirit says there's a resurrection. Because why? What did Jesus do? Think about it. The scripture says, for the righteous man falls seven times and rise again. Well, what did Jesus do? He rose again. Therefore, we can rise again. Though we fall down, we fall short, and sometimes we fall off, and we got people talking about us, talking about what they heard about us. But you know what? Because we are in Christ, because we are part of Jesus, because we are in Jesus, we resurrect. We get up because Jesus got up. He showed us in Scripture how to do it. So we do it. It doesn't matter how many times we fall. We still righteous. Somebody say, we still righteous. When Holy Spirit gave me that, that hit my spirit hard. We still righteous. Somebody say, we still righteous because of Jesus, not because of ourselves. It's because of Jesus. And last but not least, the fourth stage we must go through as Christians is the ascension. Remember, we're in this world, but not of this world. Remember, we're in this world, but not of this world. Which means ascension comes for us in the form of being seated in heavenly places. Which means ascension comes for us in the form of being seated in heavenly places. Though we are in this world, going through whatever we're going through, we are not of this world. Somebody ought to rejoice just thinking about that. You're going through whatever you're going through, but still you're not of this world. According to Jesus himself, who said to the Father in prayer, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. John 17:16, New King James Version. You see, we are already out of this world. We are already out of this world spiritually. Spiritually, we are right now seated in heavenly places. Right now, spiritually, we are seated in heavenly places, although we are still physically on the earth, according to Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 6. That's Ephesians 2, 4 through 6 from the New King James Version. And with that, I want to say, happy birthday, Jesus. We love you. In concluding the message, I want to just thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for dying and for allowing yourself to be buried. Thank you for resurrecting, showing them and us that nothing can hold you down. And last but not least, thank you for ascending to heaven and positioning us to do the same, to do so, and to do it now. We are in the earth physically, but spiritually, we don't have to be here. The earth is not our level. Somebody remember that. Remember I told you that on Politify It? The earth is not our level. So when the devil gets started with you, you tell him, the earth is not my level. Meaning I don't have to deal with the things that you're trying to get me to deal with down here. I'm a spiritual being. The earth is not my level. The earth is not our level. Again, the four stages, and those four stages are death, burial, resurrection, ascension. Father God, give us the strength, the endurance, and the patience through the four stages required of us as Christians, as followers of Christ. Save the unsaved. Draw them via your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who are not new to Politify You, you know that I no longer open the phone lines out of respect for your privacy. Holy Spirit led me to not open the phone lines anymore. So if you have a prayer request, and for those of you that are new, if you have a prayer request, please be respectful and send it to the website. Send it to PolificFire.com. That's the way that you go and submit your prayer request right there on the website. Just go to PolificFire.com and you will see where it asks you to submit your prayer request. And it will come right to me and I will get back to you as soon as possible via email. So if you have a prayer request, send it in through the website, PolificFire.com. Tonight, if you feel led to sow on the last night of Jesus' birthday celebration. So cold is still going on until October the 6th, but this concludes the weekend celebration that I set aside for him. And I thank each of you for being a part of it. If you want to sow, if you feel led to sow, you can go to the website, politifire.com, or you can access the PayPal by going to paypal.me/politifire, or the Cash App. It's a dollar symbol and the ministry's name. The F and Fire is captured written all together. Once again, this concludes our 3-day birthday celebration for Jesus. Jesus, we love you. Once again, happy birthday, King. My King of Kings, happy birthday. Join us because Politify is not through, definitely not through. Join us tomorrow night, same night, time, and place on Politify when Prophetess Pay will be ministering the word of the Lord, however the Holy Spirit leads her to do that. I'm looking forward to it, and you should be too, so tune in. And I'm going to close the same way I did the other two nights. I'm going to play I Love You by Mary Alice one more time, and I want you to open up your heart and worship Jesus in honor of his birthday. Worship him. If you love him, worship him.
tonight.